بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with a large number of women from across the country. The meeting was held in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya on December 27, 2023, a week before the birth anniversary of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her. This day is celebrated as Women's Day in Iran. Why is homosexuality regarded to be a sophisticated, progressive practice? And why is it that if someone opposes this practice, they are considered to be a backward individual, a backward ideology, or a backward nation? Why? This is promoted in both political environments and in social environments. The presidents and officials of some countries promote this, and some are even proud of it. Why? What is the logic behind this? Why is it that, according to the statistics that the West reports itself, and based on the information that is at our disposal, which is not hidden information, three-sided or four-sided sexual relations are increasing by the day in the West's reckless environment? Everything that destroys families is increasing day by day in the West. All of these things destroy the family foundation. Sexual freedom and provoking sexual assault destroys families. A few years ago, I quoted some words from a book written by a former US president, Jimmy Carter's book, A Call to Action. The statistics regarding sexual assault and promiscuity were truly horrific. And there's no punishment for sexual assault, but wearing the hijab is punished.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Some reprobate, some villain, harasses a woman who is wearing hijab. He is taken to court. In court, he stabs and kills the woman, and that is perfectly fine for them. Now, they might give that reprobate some time in prison for a while, but this attack on hijab and this confrontation with hijab does not get condemned as an atrocious act. Why? These are questions that haven't been answered. It, the West, won't answer them, because there's no logic behind it. An Iranian, for example, an Iranian official who participates in some big European or American conference is asked if he agrees with homosexuality. If he says no, they boo him. What is the reason for this? What is the logical reasoning behind it? There are no answers. In other words, there's no logic behind the West's conduct with regard to issues that are related to women and its behavior toward the woman community. That is why it strongly avoids debates, talks, and discussions in these areas.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all.